the world's greatest button pusher. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher, the world's greatest button pusher. And yes, that's true. The Absolute Philosopher is the world's greatest button pusher. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that the Absolute Philosopher would be the world's greatest button pusher? You'd think that the Absolute Philosopher was one who philosophized about the greatness of the world and the wonders of the world and the magic of the world, and it's true. Now, what is one of the greatnesses of the world? What's one of the magics of the world? And one of the greatness magics of the world is that we all believe that things are as we want them to be. We all believe that things are whatever we speak our word into it. We all believe that our word is our vow, and our word is our condition of who and what we are, and all these great things. We all believe that, and we follow that, and we live that. And yet, we don't realize that at all times we are being challenged as to what we really believe. How many times have you looked at the clock and said, "Oh my goodness, where has the time gone?" Well, it certainly hasn't gone on the clock. It has gone in life. Time exists on the clock exactly the way it always does, an instant at a time. And where has it gone? And you say to another person, "Why, you don't really mean that. That's incredulous. That's unbelievable." And it is believable, but we don't want to believe it. We say, "Oh, look, the sun is coming out. Can you imagine that? From behind those dark black clouds that look like a day of a dark rainy day, and there comes the sun shining our way." And you look up, and sure enough, there comes the sun. You see, button pushing is going on in our life all of the time. We look out at the sun and we say, "My goodness, look at that. Isn't that beautiful?" Now, it's not a matter that is not that beautiful. It is a matter that that is beautiful. That is our choice. So long as we have that is not that beautiful, we are having buttons pushed. So long as we have the incredulousness of ourself and of the world in which we live, we are having our buttons pushed. Now, you say to your husband, "Now you go out with the boys and you have a good time and you behave now, you be a good man." And he will think to himself, "My God, what does she think I am? Does she think I'm the kind of person that am unreliable? Does she think I'm the kind of person that would do anything that would bring unhappiness to our family? Does she think I'm the kind of person that'd go out and be naughty? Naughty? Naughty, naughty, naughty!" Oh my goodness. You see, we rebel at that very strongly. We rebel when people doubt us, when our integrity is impinged, impugned, when our integrity is spoken poorly about. The woman married the man, and she knows the man, and she knows the man has integrity, that she knows the man would do everything right. She knows that when that man goes out, that man represents himself and the world and everything he believes, and that he would only do those things which would uphold what he believes. She does not need to trust him. She does not need to believe in him. She does not need to have any thought about him other than the fact that all is in divine order and he is divine order. And the same for the man for the woman. If a woman goes out with the girls or with a bunch of guys, is that woman going to misbehave? Why misbehave? What is there to misbehave? She can only behave in her divine, beautiful, fabulous way. She does not know how to misbehave. She does not have the word misbehave in her vocabulary. You see, these are all button pushers that come into our life. And this is the absolute philosophy of our world that constantly is pushing our buttons and saying, "What do you believe? What is it that is your conviction?" If I say to you, "Look, you see that tree? It fell down. And you look over and you see the tree standing and you think to yourself, well, now why is that person telling me the tree fell down? And why did you look to see if the tree fell down if you knew the tree was standing? Why did you doubt that the tree was standing? Why did you doubt? Why did you look at the tree and see it standing and then say, why did he say that it fell down? You see, we live in this dualistic world. If we live in a world in which everyone tells us truth, in which we tell truth, and of course that's the beginning part, and that the ending part, and that's the total part. We tell the truth. Now, what truth is it that you are telling? We talked in the instant illumination a few moments ago about the world being flat or the world being round, or that when you take measurements, what is it you're taking measurements of? Do you take measurements of a flat distance or a round distance or a curved distance? What do you do? So, you see, these are all relative things. When you think of is, then you live in is. And it's a beautiful day. The beautiful day has nothing to do with the rain or the snow or the sleet or the hail, the sun or the moon or the stars or whatever. A beautiful day has only to do with our attitude about who we are. And so it is with button pushing. It only has to do with our attitude about who we are and what we believe about ourselves, who we think we are, who it is about us that is important. If I say to you, you are a stupid lady, and you are a man, and you say to yourself, I wonder why he's calling me a stupid lady. Oh, maybe I'm acting like that stupid lady that we saw a few moments ago, and he is using that as an illustration for me. He could say, you are a stupid person, just like that lady. But he said, you are a stupid lady. Now, am I going to say, don't you know I'm a man? Well, that's self-drawn. That's self-understanding. There's no doubt about that. We know that I am a man. And, well, you are stupid. Well, now, that could be whatever your opinion is. But in my opinion, I'm brilliant. In my opinion, I'm a genius. In my opinion, I have all knowledge of the universe in me. I am aware that the divine in me is the answer to everything that I choose to be aware of. Yes. See, so, you stupid lady, how could anyone call you stupid if you know that you're brilliant? And how could anyone call you a lady if you know that you are a man? You see, those are all button pushings, and they go on constantly in our world. They go on constantly all about us. And it's up to us to always know who we are and be who we are. That's why we constantly affirm, I'm being myself and having fun. Be yourself and have fun. I'm being myself and having fun. I am myself and I have fun. I am myself and I have fun, like from The Happy Wanderer. Be yourself and have fun, and live your life in such magic and such wisdom and such genius and such fun that nothing can compete, compare, or distract from it. When we know who we are, no matter who pushes our buttons, the world's greatest button pusher or just the most casual thing that comes along, we are untouched. We know who we are. We know what we believe. That doesn't mean that we're not open to new vistas of understanding. But that doesn't mean that the old was wrong. The old was what we knew at that time. And it was good and very good. And now the new comes and transplants it. The old told us that the world was flat because I had a flat ruler measuring the flat space. And then I went into outer space as an astronaut and saw the world round. And so, hey, I got a new opinion of the world. Now the world is both flat and round, depending upon the relative state of my condition in working with the world. And this is true for so much in life. It depends on our relative state of working with life, that we call it this way or that way. We call it flat or round. It's a matter of our perception. It's a matter of how we look at life. Now, if our buttons are so easily pushed, then how we look at life is rather insecure. If our buttons are not easily pushed, then how we look at things in life is rather definite and rather secure. Are you a man who could be bought? What do you think? Well, it's not what I think, it's what you think. Do you think that you could be bought with enough money? If I gave you $1 billion, would you let yourself be bought? Well, it depends on what you're buying. No, it depends on your principle. Can you say I would not be bought for $1 billion or $10 or anything, love, nothing? I would stand up for who I am at all times and never let the world push my buttons? Could you say that? Could you categorically say, I could not be bought for $1 billion? Could you categorically say that? Very few people can. But the people who can are the people who have their buttons intact, and they're never pushed. They're never out of line. They're always in perfect divine order. Today, let your buttons be in perfect divine order. Let anyone come to you and say, here's $1 billion, can I buy your condition? And you say, I live with integrity, I live with truth, I live with honor, and I live happy as I am being myself and having fun. No amount of money, no amount of prestige, no amount of honor, no amount of anything, no gifts could ever make me want to change from being myself and having fun. My integrity is not for sale at any price. Could you say that? Even if it were your life? If you can say that, even if it were your life, then the world's greatest button pusher has no place in your world, because you are untouched. Oh my goodness sakes, what a condition to recognize for ourselves. Know this now, be this, and enjoy this. For this is who you are, this is who I am, and this is what we are. I love you, I love you. I love you.